Wrong. That's the way to go.
I'd like to declare the meeting open at 4 o'clock. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped the Corrigan area into a thriving community we feel today. Councillors, staff and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is recorded for future publications. Attendance, I welcome Mr. Gannaway, member of the public, to attending, to Terry Barron, our works manager, and councillors. Apologies from Councillor Darian Smith. Declarations of interest, Neil. Public question time, Neil. Public question time, anyone? Mr. Gannaway? Thank you. Memorials. The Shire have been notified that Doris Iannisi has passed away since the last council meeting. Does anyone else have any? No, I'm going to get the table. Thank you. There are no petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. Stage. 7, confirmation of minutes, 7.1, previous council meeting, 7.11, ordinary council meeting. Can I have somebody move the recommendation, the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey. Second, Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey, do you have any comments to make?
Excellent.
Councillor Leach? Any other councillors have any comments, queries they would like to make? All for the officer's recommendation? 6 negative. But matters requiring council decision, 8.1, corporate and community services, 8.11, accounts for payment. Officer's recommendation. Fairly straightforward. Seeing the accounts totaled for $760,853.75. Okay, have someone move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Talbot, seconder please. Councillor Dyer, all in favour. 6-0. H. 1.2, monthly financial report. Pass over to Mrs. Henry.
Thank you, Councillor Jacobs. So the June result is showing a very high end of year surplus, but please know that that's still subject to change as we go through the annual end of financial year accruals and just our last minute expenditure. Our cash balance remains steady and we believe it will support all our operational capital requirements. As you know, that we have reinvested about 65% of our capital expenditure with some major plant and projects to be carried through into the new financial year. Our rates collection is still high, that pretty much the balance remaining is generally to do with our pensioner futures outstanding rates and most of all our receivables are current. Thank you.
So, to move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey, have you? Councillor Dickinson. Any other comments from the floor, please? All in favour? 6-0. Excellent. 8.2, governance and compliance. 8.2.1, adoption of the 2026/2027 budget. Quite a detailed report. I will hand to Secretary.
Thank you, Councillor Jacobs. So this year's budget has been developed following the workshops we held over May and June. And that's any priorities identified by you as Council and ins and outs. The budget remains with a 4% rate increase, which is in line with our long-term financial plan. And allows us to maintain service levels while continuing to invest in road, plant replacement and facilities. There's no new borrowings proposed in the budget, and we remain in a strong financial position with healthy reserves. Annual budgets are based on forecasts or assumptions. We prepared it with the best information available at the time. There is some things that may need to change. For example, I have budgeted for the Deputy CEO vehicle and the crew cab in the 26-7 budget, but with the timing, they may fall into the 25-26 financial year, but we can then consider that in a budget review, but it won't change to the end on the feed. It will just decrease that surplus carry forward and we can remove the expenditure from the 26-27 budget. We've included some reserves, transfers, ins and outs, including topping up the housing reserve to help with the Roadrock project in regards to sustainable housing projects. And there are some other things like considering keeping a hold in Colorado rather than purchasing an additional replacement vehicle. So, Councils have decided that. So I'd just like to also, while I'm here, thank Council for their time that they've given up over the last few months to come to the workshops and also all my staff that have helped, feed into the budget and be annoying to get it done. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ms. Kew. Now, just looking at that, but our officer's recommendation, there are five parts. If perhaps we'll just go through one for Jim. Okay, so we'll just do part A first, then part B. Can I have someone move part A, the budget for 26-27, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Hickey, have you any comments on that section?
The details that have been laid out and full complement of the budgets as table means a bit stronger than the council, so something makes sense.
Thank you. Councillor Talbot. I think it's a pretty good plan for workshops, and I think we have together with our great project, well done on all your efforts as well. It's been a pleasure to work with you. That's what I'd say. Thank you. So I've got any other councillors to comment. Right, all in favour of part A? Eric? Majority? Right, part B. general and minimum rates instalment payment arrangements. Could I please have someone move the officer's recommendation for part B? Councillor Leach, seconder? Councillor Dyer? Right. Councillor Leach, do you have any comments?
I think our main goal as councillors is to try and keep the increase to a regular minimal change, because we understand that the cost of living is going up, but at the same time it costs, our cost as a shire is also going up. As a council, our main focus is to try and not have a sharp increase and to have something that's not such a shock for the system when the rates come out. So, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Dyer?
Just obviously, rates are always a touchy subject with everybody in the community, but we've obviously spent a lot of time working out sort of our best value for money if we can. And work on the budget for what's needed, what's going to be beneficial.
Thank you. The council's comment. But as for this part, but it's new. Part C, other statutory fees for 2026-27. Residential premises, commercial premises, and domestic commercial rubbish services, including recycling. For the removal of domestic and commercial waste, could I have someone move part C, please? Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Leach. Councillor Talbot.
Can you comment? I think you just put something in line.
Councillor Lynch?
Everybody loves Bin Day, and I think we have a good service that comes public holiday, rain, hail or shine. So, yeah.
Any other councillors wish to vote? And we'll vote on that. All for part C. Against? 6-0 carried. Part D. Elected members' fees and allowances for 2026-27. Someone move Part D. Was that Councillor Lee? Did I say? Sorry, I thought I saw it hand off. Part seconder, please. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Hickey, do you wish to?
Over 10 years, put off increasing the value of councillors within the relation to this year, so to increase it a little bit. It's in line with trying to justify, or people to justify their inclusion going forward. So if you increase that over the next few years, it's, we would think we'll sort of mention that's what we've got. New group of councillors coming in on our board, I think we have to be proactive in this regard to that already.
Councillor Dyer?
Pretty much the same. Just obviously, we want people to feel included and eligible to be able to serve on council at some point. It just makes it easier for people that may be needing to miss work or whatever it may be to be able to be part of council. Just tell us that a little bit.
All right, all in favour?
Aye.
Against? Part D? Right, part E. material variance reporting to local government, level to be used in statements of financial activity in 2026-27 for reporting material shall be 10% or $10,000, whichever is greater. Can have someone move that, please? Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Dickinson. Any other councillors? All in favour? 6-0. Part F, 2026-27 fees and charges, pursuant to section 6.16 of Local Government Act 1995 and other relevant legislation, council adopts the schedule of fees and charges in attachment 8.2.1.2. Can I have someone move that, please? Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Leach.
Each year we get to review the fees and charges. It's another form of income for the Shire, but it's also trying to make sure that our services are affordable for the community to access facilities and also make any changes as times change or needs change within the community. So, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Dickinson. Any other councillors wish to comment? Right, all in favour? 6-0. Well done. And congratulations. Then you all have to start preparing this budget for many, many hours and to the to Mrs. Manton for the support you have given to me. Sarah, thank you. 8.2.2, dual fire control offices for the 26-27 year. We have the Shire's Pingerley Wicked Connect Thaller, their joint dual fire control offices in Corrigan Shire for the 26-27 season. Someone move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Hickey, second up. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey.
Have to bring dual sports in for officers. But for officers' communities, so you thank them for achieving them.
Councillor Dickinson.
Yeah, we thank them for their continued volunteering.
Thank you. Any other comments? Right. For this motion, please. 6-0. Point 2.3. Information and communication technology services and this item outlines the submissions received with the tender for the provision of information and community technology, ICT services, and seeks council's approval to award the contract to its preferred respondent. As you can see, fairly detailed how it operates. I will hand to Henry. She would like to thank you.
Yes, we went through a very diverse process in looking at our IP submissions, the ICP submissions. We narrowed it down to three companies. We interviewed three companies, and the top three were very, very close in three. We want to select, and I think all three would be very capable in providing us with the service. Purely going with Company G, while my recommendation purely going with Company G because of their current, their current providers, they do what we need to do, and the risk, the slight risk with going with the other companies is just the unknown factor of the costs. Yeah, that's all right.
Accepts the tender submitted by preferred respondents identified with confidential 8.2.3 provision of IT and communication technology services, best level and value for money. Now, we haven't selected one as yet. Do we have someone who would like to move the preferred? Over. Yes, Councillor Heath.
Yeah, two blocks.
Do you move the amendment? Or do you
move the amendment to accept the tender submitted by the company.
So,
the information community technology services, investment service.
So, number one, you want to just put
this in. Number one is the applicant that needs to be changed.
Okay. Submitted by this company, F. Are you happy with that, Councillor Hicking?
Yes, the assessment and particular three provision of information. You take out the words identified within the confidential attachment 8.2.3. States that the accepted tender submitted by the company F for the provision of information and communication technology services for the best level of service value of money.
Okay.
All it is, it's just
it's just an alternative.
An amendment to the communication. That's it.
Yeah, just wait until we get. Can we have a seconder, sorry, for the amended motion? Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey, would you like to speak for the...
My assumption, as I went through and I did questions well before the meeting in regards to the cost of prices, when I went through the breakup of all the differences, I could work out why 1% difference between customer duty, customer F and customer C, I think it was the three that were highlighted. Until I read the tender price, now the tender price at $160,000 difference can't justify splitting that. Now it's when the tender is written on September, all those tenders should be exactly the same as the focus, so I can't justify splitting that. So that's why I think that it's something that I believe that and it should be identical.
Councillor Dickinson.
Yeah, I agree.
Councillor Talbot.
I'd like to see you answer it.
Okay. Sorry, just over his computer. Are there any speakers for?
I think we have obviously the staff have done a very thorough investigation about
view of the process. I think that whilst there is a price discrepancy between the companies, I think we know all the price, all the inclusions are in that particular recommended supplier, and that we won't have any hidden surprises. I feel like while the tender should be similar, there is still being announced in the tender for other items of hardware and et cetera that can become quite costly. And that potentially will end up very similar in the actual overall costing once those costs count. And I think whilst going with the judgment of the actual staff involved and their discussions with each supplier, based my decision on their judgment.
Any more against? Councillor Dye?
I personally think that Councillor might disagree with Company G, which was the one that was originally sort of offered by the officer's recommendation. But I think looking at the matrix has been used to sort of check them against each other. Obviously, C, F, and G are very close to the total, with a large amount of that discrepancy between the companies being at the price. I feel that Company C would be the better option. Sort of the compromise between the two that still gives a good amount of capability, the same experience, and pretty much the same local government knowledge. But it's a 90 years, still saves us $70,000 as opposed to Company G.
Any one else for? Anybody again?
It's a very hard thing with a tender because you're reading documents. We as councillors didn't interview the companies, but I think that we need to entrust that the staff have done the interview, they've done their assessment, and they've selected their preferred provider. We don't choose the cheapest truck. We don't choose the cheapest person that for the retick. We want quality. IT is something that you really cannot mess around with. My concern is if you choose the lower company, is that going to cause troubleshooting problems within the system? So I would like to support the staff in their decision with Company G.
I'll go back to the mover of the motion if they would like to speak to both of the debaters.
Just in relation to this, I believe that the tender process is not a tender process, that everybody has the right and they've got the same criteria to actually write their tender on. They're given that criteria to write it down, knowing what they're tendering for, but they have that much of a difference in this tender, and it's quite alarming to see how much difference there'll be. Many broke it down to percentage of rates, it's quite a large percentage of rates difference level. I cannot justify under any circumstances believe that its difference will be $160,000 difference. Just that's a huge amount of money to put aside. So I value that what the staff have done, that's fine. But 1% difference between tender G, tender F, tender C is not a major problem. I would call that being equal. So to me, that's kind of everything comes down to the bill of reading, and it's not justification to have just better experience, $1,000. So it's just the way I do it. Thank you.
Okay. But we're put it to a vote. But, so you've got the motion there. One. Who's voting for the motion as it reads? Got two. Who's voting against? That's four. So you need to call you, Jack. You've got the. So, Councillor Hickey indicates four. Okay. So, someone like to move the original motion? Yeah, Councillor Lynch, did you move that?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. And Councillor Chapman? So are you happy with Councillor Lynch? Would you like to speak?
When talking to Mr. Green before the meeting, just clarifying the information, we're currently already paying that price for Company G. It's already in the budget. So, yeah.
Councillor Tapper.
I guess the only thing I would like to say is that I feel that all the other tenders within a certain range, and I guess one of the ones is quite low, and the grade is we do look at those things, look at trucks, things, and I think that sometimes, yeah. Not always the best judge, and I'd like to go back to trusting staff with their recommendation. So, yeah, I at least watch their recommendation.
Got anyone needs to speak for the motion? Got anyone against the motion?
Possibly.
Most of that one was said the fact that yes, we trust the staff support. Ability to go through the metrics and go through the detail of when the three that are equal, I can't justify the others. That's correct. And most of this massive difference in dollars, you can break it down to policies instead of rates increase per year, next 3 years, I can go to the road bars and justify the math. That'd be too heavy.
For the motion. Anybody against the motion?
Well, I would move it off the motion. Next one, please.
The original motion amended.
So I'd be amended.
There's stands sign votes. Just let me sort of say it.
I'd like to foreshadow that if this motion is lost, I'd like to move going with Company C. I think it's still $70,000 that we're saving as opposed to Company G. It's nestled quite nicely within sort of the more average sort of price range there, and as I've previously said, their experience with Roche is the same as Company G.
local government knowledge is only 1% different. The capability is slightly less, but for that $70,000 difference, I think that one would be our best value to money. That has to be. Yeah.
Okay. They substand. I should give motion on the type of business to go to that particular thing. I will now call for votes for the motion, the officer's recommendation motion. Call for votes for that motion. Against, 2, motion passed, carried, sorry. That's 2.4, a Heightened Progress Association funding request. Council is asked to consider the request from the Heightened Progress Association for funding towards Waverock Catechich Discovery Centre. I will pass to Mrs. Mant.
So this request has come from the Heightened Progress Association for their Discovery Centre in Hyde. It's a project that has been on the agenda for quite some years. We've previously provided letters of support for earlier funding submissions. The recommendation is that we do support the project in principle, but at this stage, it seems that there is still some information required before Council could commit financially to the project, and so the recommendation there is that we commend them on their project and recommend writing letters of support. At this stage, financial contribution would be pending additional information.
So we have the office recommendation. Someone move the office recommendation, Councillor Hickey. Seconded, Councillor Dyer. Councillor Hickey.
Thanks. Strong support that the price continues. It's very empty, heightened history, which all the way through. But the support for us, needs to be clarified a little bit better for the input in.
Thank you, Councillor Dyer.
I agree. I think it's a great project and something for us to support, but without, we can't really justify basically giving $10,000 towards a project without knowing exactly what we're putting the money in for and what our return on that's going to be.
Any other councillors wish to comment? Okay, all in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0. At 2.5, Courage and Dog Cemetery Policy and Guidelines. Council is asked to consider adopting the Courage and Dog Cemetery Management and Burial Policy and Guidelines following community consultation to provide clear, practical and consistent guidelines for the management, operation and use of the dog cemetery.
The item as written, you will notice, though, that the policy has been simplified slightly to take out some of the more operational elements that have been improved in the guidelines based on that community feedback.
Have someone to move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Leach.
Councillor Dickinson, if you wish to speak on this.
After reading the updated guidelines, obviously I think it's simplified it, taken out a lot of questions.
Councillor Leach.
The dog cemetery is an important part of our tourism. It's important that we maintain it and update these guidelines and policies so that it's visible, being able to be visited for many years to come.
Any other councillors wish to comment?
To the vote, all who is for this officer's recommendation?
6-0. Works and services. Acceptance of instrument request for quote. This item provides advice to council of the quotes received to supply and lay instrument products, including aggregate, for a 3-year period as outlined in the 2026-27 capital budget and 10-year road program, and recommends the contract be awarded to a company that represents the best value for money. I'll ask Mrs. Manton.
Yes, so the bitumen tender was called using the World Preferred Supplier Panel. There were several companies that submitted a price. As you'll notice from the evaluation report, the preferred supplier was slightly more expensive than one of the other suppliers, but all bar one had monthly rise and fall in their prices, which makes quite a risk for the Shire budget process going forward. So the recommendation is for a company that we've used frequently, represents a great deal of flexibility, and there were other compliance matters that scored other companies on lower points, as you've seen in the report.
Councillors have any questions they would like to ask? Have Jerry Barron, our works manager here, is any questions they would like to ask them? Okay, we have an officer's recommendation. Have I someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey.
Yeah, I'm happy with the matrix that was given to us. The details involved, I don't believe is at least an A and B or a couple of things, but to me, A, company A comes out of front of the fact that it's all set. It's very good.
Any other councillors wish to comment? Okay, I'll put it to the vote. Who is in favour of the officer's recommendation that company A supply and lay of bitumen products? 60. Benign, Chief Executive's Officer's Report. This was provided during Council during the discussion forum. Any other comments you'd like?
Yes, just to thank Ms. Henry and the team, both admin and works teams, for the work that they put into the budget. It takes a lot of work over many months, and it is quite taxing, but we got there in the end, and great to be able to have that budget adopted in July, which helps us get through our program a little earlier. Also, thank you to Council for the opportunity to attend the Australian Local Government Convention with the report provided earlier, but an next opportunity, so thank you.
President's report, it's attached. The report will go into the Shire newsletter that's coming out shortly. Basically, that myself and the CEO attended the Australian Local Government Conference in Characters Web in Canberra. They've advocated the key issues, particularly health and housing, meeting with representatives of local government, ministers of parliament across Australia, reinforce the importance of advocacy, collaboration, and considering innovative approaches to addressing challenges faced by rural communities. We, as a council, went on a road tour, which I thought was really good, just to look at the network and inform future maintenance and renewal project priorities. So thanks to our works manager and Mrs. Manchin for taking us on our little road trip. I just encourage everyone to fill in the census on the 11th of August, noting the importance in determining future state government funding, Commonwealth funding allocations, that a lot of our funding will be based on those numbers. So please encourage everyone to fill it in. And then I just acknowledge there's been many achievements across the community during the reporting period, including over 40 successful Rotary initiatives, the Farm Improvement Group Ladies' Day, and ongoing developments at the museum and continued successes at the Courage and Community Shed, which I did pay a visit to. Well worth going down there and having a little look what they're doing. They're very proud of what they're doing. And I think it's a great place, a great space for a lot of people that perhaps would just be sitting at home. They've got a purpose to go down to and to network, and they're doing some quite interesting things there. And as I acknowledged earlier, I'd just like to once again thank Council and Shire for allowing CEO and myself to attend the Australian Local Government Conference in Canberra. It was well worth the trip. And collaboration is the key. And working in numbers, I think, is pretty evident what came through from that. All right, any other councillors' questions, reports, and information items?
Just a note to say thanks for the council. Budget up today is for standard for the stimulus. All right, so thank you for that. It's something that we brought forward a few years ago. It's working well. It's great to have a budget kicked off in July. I think it's an asset to the community, the fact that that's just kicked off. It's a long chance to focus on what needs to have worth. So thank you very much for the community. Thank you.
Speak to you.
That's good. Thank you.
Any other councillors? No urgent business. Very close.
Yes. Through chair.
Yes.
Just should we send a note of thanks to the late Bruce? Thank you for to me. Very cool.
Yes.
Work involved in that. So it's been the amendments, but that's the bit.
I think we're on the way for that letter to write. Yeah, but thank you for just prompting us, which I think is a good idea, because Len Armstrong, the president of the Shire of Late Grace, has put in a huge amount of work. He's been like a dog at a bone, I think, with this. It's an absolute passion of his, and I don't know how much longer he can keep going like that, but he is certainly very, very passionate about our rural towns and where we're going, and particularly with Dr. Scenario. So I think, yes, probably that would be a nice idea to President of Lake Rashire, just acknowledging the work that him and his committee have done in the past 3 or 4 years. It's been 4 or 5 years it's going, but as we discussed earlier, it's
the problem is bigger than six shires. It's a national issue that many states and particularly zone one are in this position of having to, local governments having to fund, help fund all doctors. So I think from our meetings, we'll gain momentum. I think we've got a clearer vision of where we're going now, how we can attack, you know, the problem. And we're thinking you've just got to listen to what the parliamentarians are telling us. You've got to tap into what the federal government want to hear with this. So I think I feel probably the Medicare levy is just perhaps the one way at the moment that I can see any light at the end of the tunnel with where we're going. But I'm quite sure that it will come up at zone level, and I think it's quite a few zones will be that paid with us. Okay, information bulletin. I think there was only the minutes of the Glasgow Rock meeting. Pretty straightforward. I think you've probably noticed that the two names that appeared on every motion. There being only four councils and one chair, so there's only three of us left there, and Condiman didn't have a rep there, so it left Coolin and Corrigan doing all the. So that's the reasoning why you're probably the Councillor Jacobs, Councillor Smoker. I'm sorry about that. I forgot to acknowledge Wickapen. I just haven't come in, so they're learning. So next time we might have three, four.
With that out of that discussion, what's the take on that?
Still to come.
Still to come. Yes, but they.
What's the presentation?
They do.
Their presentation
is very good. I feel they do align very well with our. Yeah, I think they. And I feel they'll be, if they decide to come in, they will be an asset with their council, and their councillors and their CEO have identified that they need to be somewhere. So whether they go that way, this way, but they did present very well. I feel very aligned with what we're doing, but I haven't spoken with Trevor or Joe. So yeah, we haven't. But I think that would be an asset coming to our rock to give us a bit more. I think we need to get our rocks to really get bigger and working with our zones. So, no, there's no Walga or Central Zone motions. Hopefully, maybe we'll have some Central Zone motions in the future regarding the doctor set up, how we feel that we should be going. So the next meeting, I'll close the meeting at 4:50. I can't see it. 4:54. Our next meeting is. Has Jared got on there? The 18th of August, 2026, at 4 p.m.